Relegators!
Mount up!
Welcome back to the Relegators Podcast. My name's Phil, and this is a pod where me and my best bud Carl go over promotion, relegation, and top-tier English soccer. Carl, how was your week, buddy?
Oh, week's been amazing. I got myself into the speed dating scene.
Uh-oh, watch out, ladies.
Have you tried this before?
Speed dating, no, but I'm familiar with the concept.
Yeah, it's great. It's like why it's much better getting rejected after 5 minutes than getting ghosted after 2 months. Just it just streamlines the whole heart-crushing process.
Save me some time and some money.
It's real great. So yeah, I'm gonna keep doing the speed dating thing, and just see where it takes me. Pump them and dump them. How's your week?
Good. A lot of work. I had a short weekend last weekend, but it gave me a long weekend this weekend. So 3 days off this weekend. I got to watch final 2 days of the Masters, watched a bunch of soccer yesterday, today, and then tomorrow I'll get to watch some as well. So, today is Sunday, God damn it. Yesterday and today. It's been good. I'm enjoying my long weekend.
Yeah, that's nice. 3 days off. That's how it should be.
Yeah, 4 day work weeks, please.
Yeah, one. I always say 1 day to do chores, 1 day to just relax and do nothing, and then 1 day to maybe do something fun if you want to, or just be a lazy piece of shit all 3 days. I've done that many times.
I'm for all of it.
Yeah.
Well, we had a bunch of action in the EFL Championship and in the Premier League, so let's get started. Carl, we are going to start Tuesday at Ipro Stadium, where Derby hosted Burnley. Burnley get their 12th nil-nil draw of the season. Carl, you called it, and they also started Liam Fleming, like you demanded.
You mean Zian Fleming?
God damn it.
Don't disparage my boy.
Or confused with someone else.
The announcer said Burnley last lost when Joe Biden was still president. Like they act like that was like makes it sound like it was like 3 years ago.
Feels like it was 3 years ago.
It sure does, doesn't it? Oh, God bless America. But yeah, so another clean sheet, another nil-nil draw. This is like a trip back in time to the beginning of the season. It's like this is the Burnley we grew to admire and love. We don't need to score goals to have a good performance. We just need to not give up any. I wrote Fleming had one dash man of the match question mark. I'm not really sure what I
He did have a chance early on,
yeah
but you did say that Burnley was going to have a nil-nil draw. You also said that in order to avoid the nil-nil draw, they needed to start Fleming. And that didn't work out, but you did demand that Fleming start, and they did that for you, and they got your nil-nil draw because you refused to watch.
Yeah, they said the Clarets will lament three close calls for Fleming. So I as interim manager made the right call, the right personnel choice. It just was bad luck. So I stand by my pre-match demands. It should have worked out, but a good point for Darby, who's just barely hanging on outside of the relegation zone of the
Relegation zone. Yeah, they
championship.
needed that one too.
So yeah, that's a big point for them. But yeah, Burnley continues to march toward the goals allowed record, which I can expound on when we go over the next Burnley match.
Over the weekend, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. For now, let's move to Carrow Road, where Norwich hosted Sunderland. Norwich have the majority of the chances in the first half, and Sunderland get theirs in the second, but no score in this one.
Yeah, I mean, I watched the highlights, and my notes is just empty.
Yeah. Couple
I
chances both ways, but nothing really going.
yeah, I tried to come up with something to say about this, but nothing really stood out to me. As far as the stats go, yeah, I mean, Norwich led on possession, led on shots. Touches inside the box were about even. Each keeper had three saves. A lot of fouls, 27 fouls in this match between the
Yeah.
two teams. So a little chippy at Carrow Road. But yeah, Norwich, I don't know. I guess they'd be disappointed in this, but I mean, disappointment has kind of been their
All
modus
season.
operandi for the last couple months. So I guess getting a point against the top four team, I guess they'll take it, but I mean, it's not good enough for them at this
No,
point.
doesn't move the needle.
No.
Next game, we go to Bramall Lane, where Sheffield United host Millwall. The Bricks take advantage of a Sheffield turnover in the 21st minute. They don't press right away, but instead gather their forces and slowly bring it into the offensive third. Billy Mitchell finds Casper Dennoir at the edge of the box, who makes a quick touch to Josh Coburn with his back to the goal. Coburn turns around quickly and whips the ball past the Blades keeper for the 1-0 lead. Sheffield dominate possession and shots, but cannot break the seal and fall to Millwall.
Who's this team you're saying Sheffield was playing?
The Millwall Bricks.
Millwall. Okay, now I've heard of Thrillwall, I don't know who this Millwall is. Thrillwall has officially entered the EFL Championship.
Oh, they're in the discussion now.
Yeah, they are in the discussion. Their ears are burning because they are in the discussion. Man, I don't know how they won this match. Kind of
No,
I don't
they
know.
got peppered
I
pretty
don't know how
well.
Sheffield lost this match. Like they really want to be in the playoffs. And they're gonna get it. Yeah, Josh Coburn had a nice turn on his goal. Pretty well struck. I had
Oh,
Roksaki had a what the fuck miss at one point.
yeah.
Not hate to see that for our boy Jesu Run. And then for Millwall late in the match, Mihailo Ivanovic had a chance to put him up 2-0. He had a one-on-one. He got the ball past him and he had a one-on-one with the goalie, but he took his shot from way too far out. Like he just up and shot instead of like kind of charging in and
Yeah, trying to
getting an
make the
angle.
goalie decide.
Yeah, and the goalie saved it easily. So that, but luckily for Thrillwall, it didn't matter. And another a huge win for them on the road.
Yeah.
Massive, massive. They are
They're playing well.
getting into the mix now.
Yeah, but hopefully it's not too little too late. Only four games to go after this weekend. So,
Yeah, that you know, if they keep winning.
yeah. For sure. All right, Carl, let's move to Ashton Gate, where Bristol City hosted West Bromwich Albion. Carl, this was a DraftKings match of the week. Who'd you pick, dude?
Did I pick West Brom?
You picked West Brom, draw no bet. I picked Bristol straight up for $100.
Well, why don't we find out? Oh, you God damn it.
Both sides would have their chances, but the Robins draw first blood in the 56 minute, getting the ball to Nagy Wells near the corner of the 18-yard box, and Wells just blasts one past the diving keeper. The Baggies score next in the 62nd minute when the Bristol defender and keeper collide, leaving the ball for Alex Mowat, who has a wide open goal. In the 90 plus 6, the Robins are pressing the West Brom defense and in the penalty area, passing and passing until finally finding Hayden Roberts, who slips the ball through the keeper's legs, winning the game 2-1.
Enjoy your 90 plus 6 miracle win. God. You're like the Coventry of bettors. Getting these crazy, getting these extra time miracle goals.
Yeah, big
Hayden
time.
Roberts. Did I have draw no bet or did I have.
You had draw no
Yeah, see, look at that. Robbed again.
bet.
This has just been the season of robbery, and I don't like it. And well, it didn't help that Malumbi got a straight red in the 89th minute. What an idiot. It's like you're tied in the at the 90th minute and you get a red card. God,
Yeah, it
why?
was a stupid tackle.
Yeah, he should, that was bad and he should feel bad. Malumbi, I still refuse to believe that he's not African. Not
He
because of the
might
way
be,
he
but he's passing, as they say.
African like Elon Musk. But yeah, bad red card. Yeah, and West Brom goalkeeper Josh Griffiths, he had a very good match. It was his first championship start in 2 years. He came off the bench because I guess Joe Wildsmith, the West Brom starting keeper, was in the doghouse after making a screw up against Sunderland. So they started this backup, Josh Griffiths, first match in 2 years. And he had a great match, but then he kind of let that last goal, that was
Yeah,
a
got nutmegged at the end.
got nutmegged. So that kind of well, not kind of, that ruined his Cinderella story. But congratulations, Phil, on your miracle.
Right, Carl, let's move to Riverside Stadium where Middlesbrough hosted Leeds United. Carl, another DraftKings match of the week. Who'd you have in this one?
I better have had Leeds.
You
I,
did
oh no,
not.
we went with the odds,
We
didn't we?
both, yep, yeah, we both took Middlesbrough because we couldn't get any odds with Leeds, so we picked +220, draw no bet. We both had Middlesbrough on that one, so.
I mean, what are you gonna do?
Yep, and we were in it together, so
Yeah.
no harm. Leeds start right away in the second minute, pressing the ball down the left side. Manor Solomon takes the ball down to the byline and crosses right in front of the goal, and Daniel James is able to knock it past the keeper for the early 1-0 lead. It would stay that way as Middlesbrough dominate possession, but both sides even on chances in neither side scoring after the second minute.
Yeah, this is the only kind of match worse than this is the nil-nil draws, but you know, they get the goal in the second minute and
Yeah.
then that's it.
Well, three goals in the game, all taken off by offside calls.
Yeah, true. Yeah, Middlesbrough had I mean
Middlesbrough
they're
one, Leeds two.
yeah Middlesbrough yeah in the 23rd minute they had one that was obviously offside in my opinion. It was clear
Yeah,
as day.
Tanaka's for Leeds look good though.
Yeah, but no
No VAR.
VAR. Yeah, Boro actually had a lot of chances.
Yeah.
I mean, they had 17 shots, only two were on target.
Right.
But yeah, they had nine shots off target. This guy Azaz had one in the 57th minute that was just get like set on a silver
Yeah,
platter.
and he skied it.
Guide it, and yeah, Burrow, you know, they had a chance to at least come up with a draw. I mean, yeah, Leeds had maybe another goal. I mean, Leeds had their chances too,
For
and
sure. I think they were trying to play the counterattack game in this one because Middlesbrough definitely had a lot more possession, but Leeds had just as many chances as Middlesbrough.
yeah, but yeah, I mean, Middlesbrough, you know, against Leeds. You can't chalk up a win or even a draw. They could have used that point, obviously, but yeah, they just gotta, you know, forget about this one and move on to the next. And they're still in position to get in the playoffs. So can't let a home loss against Leeds get you down.
No. Yeah, top tier, top table team. You lose to. I mean, you'd really like that win or at least a draw, but
Yeah, and Leeds really needed this one to
yeah,
stop the
for
bleeding.
sure, for sure. Another crazy weekend. Second weekend in a row we had craziness in the standings. We'll
Yeah.
get into that later. All right, we go to Wednesday's game at the CBS Arena. Coventry host Portsmouth. Some chances for both teams in the game, but a relatively quiet evening in the CBS Arena until the 90+4 when the Sky Blues get into the 18-yard box and Jack Rudoni makes a cross that Jamie Patterson slams home to win the match 1-0.
Yeah, more late Coventry magic, late game Coventry magic.
That's big time right there. 90+4 in a 0-0 draw.
Yeah, I mean, huge 3 points to salvage at the 90+4. Portsmouth at one point had a corner, and it got hit off a crossbar and went straight down outside the goal line. That could have been a goal for them. It was this close. It was that close. Portsmouth, their manager, his name is John Mousinho.
Yeah, I do. I'm not like very familiar with him, but I did. I have heard like about him in some of the games I've watched and some of the highlights. He had them for the last two promotions, right? Like he's like some wizard that they hired two levels ago, two leagues ago, and he's just like created this offense for them. Am I correct?
I don't know. I mean, that's phenomenal knowledge. I was just thinking that they hired John Mousinho because it sounded like Jose Mourinho, and they're like, oh, he's probably just as good.
Like, now I'm wondering if I dreamt all this up. I thought I heard something about it. Okay, John Mousinho career. Since 2023, he was at Oxford and Burton Albion before that. So basically in the League One, League Two region.
But in the championship now. And I mean, Portsmouth are going to stay up, it looks like. So
okay, so this is his first managerial role.
Oh. Yeah, I think they thought they were hiring it's kind of like Sunderland got Joe Bellingham.
Yeah.
And like, oh, that's close enough to Jude Bellingham. but yeah, good win for Coventry. Portsmouth, they definitely cause problems for a lot of teams. I mean, they either get blown out usually or they can pull off a win.
Yeah,
a little bit less likely, but a big win for Lampard and Coventry. They're right on the precipice of, you know, hanging in the playoffs. So if they didn't get 3 points in this one, that would have hurt at home, especially.
We start the weekend fixtures Friday at the Turf Moor, where Burnley hosted Norwich City. The Clarets score first in the 14th minute, pressing in the offensive third. Josh Cullen reads the defense and flips the ball over the back line to a streaking Hannibal Medjbri, who takes it off the chest and kicks it past the keeper. Burnley go up two in the 24th minute when Jaden Anthony gets a shot on goal deflected by the defender, giving keeper Angus Gunn no chance at the save. The Canaries would get one back in the 76th minute on an outswinging corner. Kenny McLean heads it through the 6-yard box and Jack Stacey puts it in, but not enough as Burnley win it 2-1.
Yeah. Josh Cullen, great pass to find Hannibal Medjbri. That was a nice sequence there. Norwich, I think they've finally been put out of their misery. It's kind of the second half of the season. Ever since Saints came back after his hot start.
After Sargent came back.
Yeah, and we were expecting like, you know, those two.
Saints got suspended like right before the comeback. Yeah, Sargent was scoring without Saints, and then Saints comes in and nothing's been working for him.
He's only scored one goal since the spitting curse.
Yeah.
He is cursed. And but Norwich, they kind of felt like a dog that is slowly dying, and then you need to just see it put out of its misery. And Norwich finally got put out of their misery. Like they're stuck in the championship for another season. They're not going to the playoffs.
No.
So Burnley did give up a goal Yeah, another rarity for
legal.
them.
Yep.
So the record for all of the English Football League for all levels is 15 goals allowed by Chelsea in 04-05, and Burnley's just under that. But the record for most goals or least goals given up in the championship, just that level, is like 30. So they're going to easily crush
Yeah, they're
that.
gonna yeah. And well, and you got to keep in mind that Chelsea record's obviously a Premier League record, so that's 38 games instead of 46.
True. Yeah. No, that's a great point. That's a 8 games. That's a huge difference.
Yeah, big time. Yeah, I mean,
But
technically, Burnley have already passed that. You can take the first 38 or the last 38, like even with, four games we got left or whatever it is, and I bet you they beat that record.
absolutely. And Jaden Anthony scored another one. Yeah, my shit talk of him just keeps leading to more goals.
He hasn't stopped since you said he doesn't put up enough.
Yeah, no, I mean that guy, he looks like a Premier League quality player for them. So I'm curious to see if his game translates next season in the Premier League. I mean, a lot of people just say, like, nowadays, because we're seeing all three teams that got promoted last season get
Yeah,
knocked
go
back
back
down.
down.
So I'm curious to see if Burnley can cause problems in the Premier League or if they're just going to get manhandled. But Jaden
Well,
Anthony seems like a Premier League player. Maybe not like
yeah.
a star, but like a
Yeah.
serviceable.
And that's what I was gonna say. I'd say they're gonna make some moves in the signing
Transfer,
period.
yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think his spot is one that you replace. Like even, if you were to sign, four or five like really top tier players, you tend to wanna fill the gaps where you've got like some less than like average players, Like I wouldn't take one of my best players off the field to replace them and then leave holes on the rest of my team,
Yeah, I mean, yeah, Burnley's obviously not known as an offensive team all the time, although they've picked it up in the second half of the season. But Jaden Anthony has always been kind of a dangerous looking player and causing problems for defenses on the wing. And with him and Zian Fleming, if he sticks around for Burnley, I know he's on loan from Millwall, but if he sticks around, like them two, like maybe they can at least challenge to stay up next season once they're in the Premier League.
I don't know what the details on his loan are. I don't know how long it's for.
Yeah, neither do I.
Right on. Let's go to Saturday's action. We start at Elland Road, where Leeds United hosted Preston North End. The action came quick and fast in this one, starting in the 4th minute with Leeds pressing in the offensive third, and Manor Solomon gets the ball just outside the 18-yard box and curls a beaut top corner past the keeper. Preston come right back in the 6th minute with Kane Kessler-Hayden bringing the ball into the penalty area and strikes an absolute laser for a top corner goal of his own. Leeds answer back in the 13th minute, putting more pressure on the Preston defense, and Solomon puts a nice cross into the box for Jaden Bogle to blast a point blank shot into the net. Chances for both sides, but no one breaks through, and this game ends 2-1 for United.
Yeah, all 3 goals were scored in the first
First
13 minutes.
13. Yeah,
Yeah.
I kind of wanted to say something about that. There was a little bit of action after that, but yeah, it was like I could have stayed for 15 minutes and seen everything.
They came out of the gates hot and heavy, both teams, and then it
Yep.
just kind of but that's football is unpredictable like that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Leeds peppered him a little too, if I remember
They did.
correctly.
They did.
Yeah.
So Pascal Struijk for Leeds, he scored a couple goals earlier in the season that were pretty good. He's out for the season with an injury, so bummer for Leeds,
Yep.
because he was a guy that would come off the bench and do things. So that's bad for them. Manor Solomon,
Yeah, stud. Another guy kind of like Jaden Anthony.
do you want to guess? We're gonna play Guess His Nationality.
Oh, Manor Solomon.
Think about his last name.
Oh, I mean, So like Middle Eastern, like Egyptian?
You're close. You're close. Solomon, think Old Testament.
Yeah,
Think
I mean,
that.
I do, is he
Think,
Israeli?
yeah, he is.
Wow.
He's Israeli, and he's also on loan to Leeds from a Premier League team. You want to guess what team that is?
The Saints.
No, think much more respected and successful.
Probably not Liverpool. Oh, maybe like Chelsea. They got everybody out on loan right now.
Nah, they're so he's on loan from Tottenham Hotspur.
Oh, I should have guessed.
Much more respected. Carl's
Yeah.
just lying to himself now.
Yeah.
Preston had two guys on Jaden Bogle. And he still made a play. That was impressive. Aronson had a couple of chances where he should have made something happen, and he biffed it. Joel Peru had misses. So yeah, Leeds was peppering them, and they just could not figure it out. We've talked about Elan Meslier, the goalie for Leeds
For
that
Leeds, yeah.
much maligned. He's been benched. So now you know who was in goal for Leeds this game was a man named Carl Darlow, and he spells it KARL, much like I do. So I love this guy, and
Go, Carl.
this guy should get the Golden Gloves. So Carl Darlow is my new favorite goalkeeper. His parents had the wherewithal to spell his name correctly.
Even more reason for you to root for Leeds, like you've been
Yep, even
doing
more.
all
Yeah.
season.
Yeah, I think I'm going to be a Leeds fan next Premier League season.
They're almost there. I wouldn't start chiseling that granite yet.
Yeah, you just wait, buddy. They're
I mean,
going to
I don't care. I'd like to see him in the Premier League. I'm just you're awfully strong on that Leeds bandwagon all season.
With good reason. We are they not in first? I may not know how to bet, but I do know how to pick some teams. Except for Spurs and Stoke. Those teams suck.
The more teams you pick, the better your odds.
Yeah, it's like like we played Keno at the bars, like you gotta pick 12 numbers and just hope a few of them hit and maybe you get your money back.
That's right. Or none of them hit, and you get your money back.
Oh yeah. And then the bartender gets mad at you.
All right, Carl, next game, let's go to Home Park where Plymouth Argyle took on Sheffield United. The Blades go on top in the 44th minute when Gustavo Hammer finds a wide open Jisu Runrock-Sakhi at the corner of the 18-yard box, and Rock-Sakhi crosses up the defender and blasts it past the keeper. Plymouth fight back late in the 81st minute off a corner that pinballs around the penalty area, finally getting to Ryan Hardy, who sweeps it past the keeper to square the matchup. Argyle stunned Sheffield in the 88th minute after the Blades initially stopped the ball sent into the 18-yard box, but it drops right to the feet of Mohamed Tijani, who rolls it past the diving keeper for the 2-1 win.
Yeah, wow. So as you know, I've been trolling the or lurking on the R Championship subreddit.
Yes.
So the term that they use for like choking is called crumble.
Yes, I've seen a lot of crumble memes.
Yeah, a lot of crumble memes, and like Sheffield United is understandably getting the brunt of those right now. Because now they're 5 points off
Right.
second place when they have been cruising, it seemed like all year. And I never trusted this team. I never trusted this team. Like they've been, it seems like they've been kind of pulling rabbits out of their hats and just like getting like these ho-hum 1-0 victories. And like I just never believed in them. Rock Sockie, his goal was great.
Yep.
That goal's great. He could have had a brace as well. Hardy had one off the crossbar. And in my notes, I have, what was that first Plymouth goal? Was it a bicycle assist? I'm not even sure. Tyrese Campbell had a chance and he hit the outside of the net.
Yeah, I saw that late. Yeah,
And
that
then
was
Jack Robinson for Sheffield United had two interesting moments. At one point, he put a guy in a rear naked choke and got a card. And then he also had a dumbass clearance attempt that led to the final Plymouth goal. Like he tried to kick it over his head and it just didn't work.
Yeah, it just kind of went backwards, but not. Yeah, it went right to a Sheffield or a Plymouth player.
Yeah, so Plymouth should definitely be giving him a fruit basket as a thank you. Yeah, Plymouth, you know, it's funny how just at home park,
Yeah.
they're a different team, and maybe it's just timing with Sheffield kind of the crumbling, as they say. Yeah, Plymouth at home versus Plymouth on the road, they're two different squads, and it showed again.
Definitely, definitely. Yeah, it's not the first time we've had Plymouth upset one of our top tier or top of the table teams. And they're most likely going to be the first team relegated in the championship this season. So,
Yeah, do you know who Plymouth's manager is right now?
no, but I did hear him talking about Rooney in the highlights, but I forget who
What do
the
you have to
manager
say
is.
about Rooney?
They were just saying that he was like a player's coach. A lot of the players really liked him.
Yeah.
All right, Carl, let's move to the Stadium of Light where Sunderland hosted Swansea. Black Cats dominate possession, but Swans get the goal in the 58th minute on a free kick from the right side of the penalty area. Yeom Ji-sung swings the ball into the 6-yard box and Harry Darling heads it off the crossbar, but the ball goes right to the boot of Ben Cabango, who kicks it through the keeper's arms for the only goal of the game, and Swansea take it 1-0.
Yeah, I mean, here we go again. I mean, we've talked about how Sunderland is kind of disappointing at the Stadium of Light at
You know,
home.
we've talked about that, but the commentators were saying that was only their second loss at home this season.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I think because they've had like draws
Yeah, like
and
late failings, I think was.
yeah. But I mean, if you're losing at home to a team like Swansea, I guess the only note that I had on this whole match, I watched the whole highlights and everything. But the only note I had was there was no Enzo Lefebvre for Sunderland because he was
Yep,
injured, I guess. But
I heard that he was injured. Yep.
he's coming back, but
It might be too little too late by the time. Oh, well, no, for Sunderland,
well,
I'm thinking,
yeah,
yeah. For Sunderland, no,
they're
yeah.
locked
They,
in.
they'll need him for the playoffs.
Yeah,
Yeah.
they're locked in. If he's back for the playoffs, with him and Isidore and Job, I mean they have a chance, but they've never really impressed me like supremely. Enzo Lefebvre has, and Job at times, and Isidore at times, but
Yeah, Isidore's been their rock. He's been their stud this season. But yeah, when Lefebvre
except
came
if
in,
he's taking penalties.
yeah. Well, I don't think we've seen him take a penalty since
I know. I hope it happens in the
in
playoffs.
the
Yeah, that could be his redemption.
It might have to be. It might have
Yeah,
to be.
but I mean, losing at home to Swans, mid-table team.
Yeah, you definitely don't want to do that this late in the season. But I
Yeah.
mean, they're stuck where they are. They're not going anywhere. They're fourth.
Yeah, I mean, what do you think? Do you think that they can, I mean, we've talked about this the past few weeks, but do you think that they're just kind of biding time until the playoffs and just kind of like saying fuck it? Or do you think that this could be a problem where they get complacent and they can't turn it back on when the playoffs happen? I mean, who knows?
Yeah, agreed. And it's going to be really easy to be hindsight once it's done. But I don't think it's great that they're not playing well going into the playoffs. I think even if you want to make sure your team is healthy, you still want to be hot. Like, I think
Yeah,
that's the most important.
you want the players to be having confidence
Yeah, you want them gelling.
and cooking, yeah,
Yeah.
and they're not cooking right now.
No. Nope.
So it could be trouble, but these things can change on a
Yeah, we
dime.
got a few more games.
Yeah.
So let's go to the Hawthorns, where West Bromwich Albion hosts Watford. Baggies start us off in the 11th minute when Tom Fellows brings the ball to the edge of the 18-yard box and centers to a waiting Carlin Grant, who rolls it past the diving keeper. West Brom tack on another one in the 60th minute, pressing the Hornets defense. Fellows again gets the ball on the right side and again centers it, this time to Michael Johnston, who puts a foot down and angles the ball into the net. Watford put one on the board in the 76th minute when Imran Louza sends a nice through ball up the middle to Moussa Sissoko, who taps it left and puts a blistering shot bottom corner past the keeper. Wouldn't be enough though, as the Baggies win it 2-1.
Yeah, so by the way, I was looking up famous fans for clubs.
Okay.
So West Brom, their most famous fan is guitarist Eric Clapton, who's also a known racist and asshole.
Yeah, he's also like a conspiracy nut.
He's out of his tree, but I like to see him and Ed Sheeran to have a little wrestling match. I know
Yeah,
Eric Clapton's probably like 75 years old now, and Ed Sheeran's probably like in his late 20s, but Ed Sheeran looks like he drinks milk out of a straw. Just a weak looking man. So I watched my favorite West Brom TV
West Brom
highlights.
TV.
West Brom TV, and so I've told you previously in recent West Brom TV matches that I've watched, they seemed a little subdued, the announcers, but this one, I think they hit the blow really
Yeah,
hard before the match. They really they found their baggies,
they
and they because I mean they were just all over the refs. They were just, oh my God, they were. Voices at like 110 decibels, like they were going nuts, and I was like, okay, this is the West Brom TV that I signed up for. So it's nice to see them.
jacked up for
It's
this one.
nice to see their passion
That I'm
return.
paying my $20 a month for, my £20 a month.
It costs more than fucking NFL Sunday ticket. Yeah, ridiculous. And so I also spent some time looking up, because we've talked about why they're called the Baggies and like the bird that's on their crest. And so I don't know why, but I got a bug up my ass, and I decided, like, I was like, all right, explain more about this. So there's multiple theories about why they're called the Baggies. They've been playing since 1878.
Wow.
They were known first as the Throstles. I don't know what the fuck that is. Not gonna look it up. So, one theory is they were called the Baggies because the players wore baggy shorts for many years, which is pretty boring.
Yeah. But it sounds English.
It does. And then there's another theory, that the ticket takers who worked the gates would get paid back in like the 1800s and early 1900s. They get paid in like coins,
Sure.
and they would take the coins in these large cloth bags to like the bank, and they would say, hey, oh, the bagmen are taking the money, and so they call them the baggies because of that, which is also kind of boring.
Yeah.
So I don't really like any of these explanations. Like I was hoping for something way more interesting. Didn't
And
get it.
I've got worse news for you, Carl.
What?
I looked up what a throstle is.
What is it?
It's a British old-fashioned term for a song thrush, and that is also a bird.
Is it the same bird?
I'm pretty sure it's the same one that would be on the crest.
Wow. Yeah, it's taken every ounce of my strength to maintain consciousness because I am so bored by all these explanations. But thank you for that. I'm glad to know it,
I was curious.
even though it's so boring.
It
But
is.
I definitely hope that West Brom does not get promoted at this point. Yeah,
It's
their
not looking
name.
great.
No. I mean, they started out pretty well, but they've just been fading. And Josh Maja got hurt like many, many moons ago, and he was their goal scorer. And I mean, they got Malumbi, who can do things at times, but like they're just not exciting. Like, there's nothing
No.
exciting about West Brom.
No, and I do think their style is more of let the other team have possession and then they counterattack, if I remember correctly. I think they're one of the counterattacking teams.
So they're a bunch of cucks.
Yeah, there's a better analogy in there, but I can't think of one.
No, I like the cuck one.
Yeah, they only had possession 38%.
Yeah.
So I'd say they want you to have the ball most of the time, and then they want to beat you on the counter.
Yeah. They want you to have their balls.
Right, Carl, let's go to Loftus Road, where the Park Rangers host Bristol City. The Park Rangers get on the board first in the 21st minute with some nice passing to get them into the offensive third, and Nicholas Madsen sends a nice cross into the 6-yard box, where Karamoko Dembele leaps above the rest and heads it in for the 1-0 lead. The Robins squared up in the 30th minute with some nice passing of their own, playing keep away from the Park Rangers defense until Max Bird rolls a ball through the defense to George Earthy, who uses the outside of his foot to slide the ball past the keeper. Nothing going in the second half, and this game ends in a 1-1 draw.
Yeah, so I got a few things to say about this one. First thing is the main thing that I've learned about watching these EFL Championship highlights that has pissed me off is in a lot of these, the score bug does not show the game clock at all.
Yeah, so if it's not the Golazo one specifically, I find that yeah, they don't have the what time it is, or how much time.
Why?
I don't know.
That is like the basic tenet of watching a sports match is knowing how much time is left.
Right.
Like what? I just don't understand. It's so befuddling to me.
Yeah, I've noticed the same thing.
Just put the fucking clock in the score bug. It doesn't take much. But yeah, that pissed me off. So my notes for this one, obviously it's a disappointing draw for Bristol, but they're on the road. But Madsen had a nice cross to Dembele. It was a long range cross, and
Yeah.
Dembele, he headed it in. You don't know how tall Dembele is?
How tall?
5'6".
Wow.
He's
Yeah,
two inch.
he was above everyone in that.
He's 2 inches shorter than me, and this guy in the box got up to hit the ball. So that shows that like he has some athletic ability. That's
Yeah.
like it's like when you think about like Muggsy Bogues.
Well, I mean, yeah, I would think more like a Spud Webb, Nate Robinson. Muggsy was good, but Muggsy didn't have hops. I mean, he was athletic,
What?
but Muggsy didn't have hops.
You are high as hell. Have you seen that guy's calves?
Oh, I bet you he can jump, but like he's not. Well, I guess he was the shortest basketball
He's
player, sort of.
5'2". He was my mom's height, who was well, I don't want to say the word because I don't want to get canceled for
I'm
saying.
glad through the course of this season you've learned some self-control, Carl.
But any of the who, yeah, George Earthy. So we've talked about George Earthy before.
Yep,
I
he's had
made
a
a
couple goals that we've seen.
but George Earthy He is on loan from a Premier League team. Do you want to guess?
Is it Tottenham?
No.
Oh, you set me
It's
up for that one.
a team in the bottom like six.
West Ham.
No. It's actually East Ham.
No, I should have said Tottenham again.
It's East Ham.
Yeah. Oh, yes. East Ham.
Yeah.
No, I should have said Tottenham again, though.
You should have. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Tottenham's an absolute disgrace. We all know this. I mean, not, I mean, Man U
They're in the
is
bottom six. Yeah, Man U's bad. Yeah, they're in the bottom six. Yeah, Tottenham.
getting their shit pushed in by Wolves.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway,
But
that's a subject for another time.
I think they're going for Europa. They just had a comeback win. Well, they just blew a lead against Lyon and then had to come back to win it, to move on in the Europa. So I think I heard some commentators saying Mourinho, back when they won Europa years ago for Man U, he took all of his starters out of the Premier League games and put them in the Europa games so they can get that
Yeah, I mean,
Champions League
pick your battles,
win.
I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, Bristol, disappointing drop of 2 points. We'll talk more about them later.
All right, Carl, let's go to the den where the Millwall Bricks hosted Middlesbrough. An even match for both squads in shot attempts and shots on target, but only one gets through. In the 65th minute, the Bricks press the Borough defense and Femi Aziz sends a cross into the 6-yard box. Initially stopped by the Borough defense, but the ball goes straight to Millwall's Camille Negley, who puts it bottom corner for the 1-0 win.
Yeah, what team was playing Middlesbrough?
Millwall, the Bricks.
I've never heard of them. I do know a team called Thrillwall.
Gosh. You try and
And
hit me with this every time.
Thrillwall has entered the building. Yeah, they're trying their hardest to get in that playoff mix. They're still knocking on heaven's door. They're not there yet, but they're getting closer. You know, a win at home against Burrow, I mean, that's huge. Yeah, Camille Negley, that was his first Millwall goal.
Yep.
Couldn't have come at a better time. And 11 of 16 Mill, or excuse, jeez, I can't believe I just fucked it up. 11 of 16 Thrillwall wins have come by the score of 1-0. So
They are like what Burnley strives to be.
yeah, they're not exactly shooting fireworks out here, but they're just scraping by. And
But aren't they the ones who loaned out Zian Fleming?
they are, yes. I
Yeah,
was gonna mention that. Like, if they had held on to Zian Fleming, maybe they're in the playoff places now, because I mean that guy has turned out to be a monster for Burnley.
little food for thought for next season when we make our preseason predictions.
Yeah.
Maybe
Oh, I
a
can't wait.
little thrill wall run.
I can't wait. I'm just hoping for more excitement with the bottom of the Premier League next season.
Yeah, it's been dull on the Premier side for sure.
Yeah. Like, the championship is where it's at, and a lot of people have said that before we even started doing this, and I was like, but you know, it's the Premier League. Like, how can it not be exciting? But we've seen the
Yeah, there's
dull.
only one race in the Premier League right now, and that's for the Champions League spots and
Yeah.
Europa. That's it. I mean, the title's won, relegation's done, like.
Yeah. I don't think it'll be like that every year. Like,
No,
a lot of
of
people are
course
like,
there's going to be some seasons like that, but I just, yeah, for our first year, the Premier League was not where it was at. And Championship has been a ton of fun.
yeah. Well, I mean, for you, the Premier League has been fun because of Nottingham. But hopefully they can stay. I really want to
Yeah,
see them.
we might blow that Europe run, but we'll see.
Yeah, I want to see them make the Champions League just to have some new blood. Like, it's been fun having Aston Villa in there, even though they got knocked out. But It'd be fun to see Chris Wood and Hudson Odoi and the
Yep.
rest of them
Captain
in
Morgan Rube's wife.
Champions League. But yeah, and at what City Ground, is that what it's called?
We play a city.
Yeah, I've watched a few videos of them like welcoming like they welcome like an Asian fan, and
Yeah,
they
I'm pretty sure a bunch of teams do that. But yeah, we definitely do that because I follow them on Instagram, so you're
but you
100%
know
right.
it's more special because like they're not like a traditional power, like they're not one of the big
We
six.
did have a run. We had like one
Sure.
coach. We had one coach, and he had a player, and I'm spacing on both their names right now, like in the late
Yeah, that was
late.
when you were still shitting in your diapers.
Yeah.
Like it's been a long time.
Well, I think I'd remember their name if I was following them back then,
Yeah.
or like if I've been a long time follower. I'm still relatively new to Forest. I'm still trying to learn our details. So.
Yeah. Well, it's been a long time. They shouldn't have left you without a dope beat to step two, step two, step two. Sorry, I love Aaliyah. Anyway, let's move on.
We finish with Monday Night Football. Are you ready? We go to MKM Stadium where Hull City hosts Coventry. No Frank Lampard on the sideline for Coventry as he was suspended for his after the whistle red card a couple weeks ago, but the Sky Blues still controlled most of the match and score first in the 46th minute, pressing the Tigers' defense. Matt Grimes gets the ball from just outside the penalty area and sends a shot on target that gets deflected by the Hull defense away from the keeper and into the net. Tigers' Abu Kamara comes in as a late sub and immediately pays dividends in the 82nd minute when Nordin Amrabat sends a long ball into Kamara with a lot of space, and Kamara goes short side on the keeper to square the game at one, and that's how it would finish.
Yeah, so Ivor Pander, the goalie for West Brom, had some great saves. Great saves.
West
That guy
Brom.
saved the match for them. Haji Wright had some opportunities and they got saved.
West Brom or Hull?
Well, isn't this whole Coventry?
Yeah, you said West Brom originally. I just
Oh,
wanted
did
to make sure.
I?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think I hate West Brom so much that like they infected my head, and so like I'm like thinking about them like a ex-girlfriend that I just like despise. Yeah, no, Hull Coventry. Yeah. So this was Hull's goalie, Pander. He's Croatian, I believe. Let me look that up real quick. Oh yeah, he's Croatian. And yeah, he's the goalie for Hull, and he saved their ass multiple times. And so good on Pander. Seven saves. That's a pretty large number for a match. I don't think I've seen that many since we've been watching this whole season. So good job
That's a
on.
lot. That's a lot for sure.
Good job on Ivor Pander. So I think off air we talked a little bit about the Hull City Tiger
Yeah.
mascot.
Yes.
So they have two mascots. It's much like Moonchester and the other one for Man City, and Mr. and Mrs. Met. There's a female and male. So the male is Rory, who's a tiger, and the female. Her name is Amber, and what differentiates her is she has a bow in her hair or in her tiger fur. So that makes her a woman, a pink bow. Yeah, there was a kind of a bit of a controversy.
Yeah.
So Hull City's Tiger mascot Amber says she will not go into the north stand of Hull City Stadium anymore. What is it, MKM?
Correct.
Because she was grabbed inappropriately by a fan. Now, do you want to describe what the picture showed you?
Yeah, it's a picture of a guy grabbing a mascot's head and putting it right into his crotch.
Yeah, so he was forcing poor Amber the tiger to perform fellatio on him. Yeah, I feel sorry for Hull City's mascot Amber. I hope that she can recover from that and stay away from that North Stand.
Yeah, the North Stand. You have too much fun over there in the North.
Yeah, they that's where where it gets wild. But as far as the match goes, Coventry is playing dangerously. But we've both said during this whole season that Hull has a little bit of a spoilery tendency.
Yep. And Kamara does like to come on late and score goals. He's an excellent goal scorer, and he is a kind of one of their super subs. So not surprised at
Are
all.
you talking about Abu Kamara? Yeah, he is. I like that guy. Yeah, Hull City is a team that just fucks with people. Like, they're not going to go anywhere, but they can fuck with you and they can fuck up your season.
Yeah, they can be a speed bump in the road.
They can. Yeah, and Haji Wright had some chances
Yeah, I
and
saw that.
he couldn't put it in. So yeah, disappointing draw for Coventry.
Definitely, definitely. All right, Carl, let's take a look at the EFL Championship standings. With those results, Leeds jumps into first place. They are tied with Burnley at 88 points. They're ahead by 9 in goal differential. Sheffield with 2 disappointing losses. Now in third at 83 points, still there for top two promotion, but they are running out of games. Sunderland stays still in fourth at 76 points. Bristol City, Coventry, and West Brom all move up. 64 points for Bristol, 63 for Coventry, 60 for West Brom. Moving down, Middlesbrough with West Brom at 60 points. They are 2 behind in goal differential for the seventh spot, which would still be one short. So West Brom and Middlesbrough have got some work to do this weekend. Carl,
Big work,
let's
yeah.
take a look at the Monday games. We're going to start in Hillsborough, where Sheffield Wednesday hosts Middlesbrough. Who you got in this game? Middlesbrough favorites on the road here. We're not betting on this one unless you want to, but just giving you the DraftKings odds.
On this one, I'd go with a draw.
Yeah, let's see what a draw is. Plus 255. So,
Yeah,
yeah, you know me and Sheffield Wednesday. I think
you love them.
I do love me some Sheffield Wednesday. They've got some firepower. They just are shooting blanks, unfortunately.
Well, and they're kicking the goalies are kicking balls into Stoke City's ass. It's leading the goals.
To tell everybody about that?
I mean, what more is there to say? Ben Wilmot scored a worldie with his ass. The Sheffield Wednesday keeper went to go clear it and kick it deep, and he didn't let Ben Wilmot get out of the way of his kick. So it hit Ben Wilmot right in the ass and just caromed back straight into the goal. And that was a 2-0 lead for Stoke, and they won 2-0. And
Prettiest goal Stoke has had this season.
oh man, like Stoke City's YouTube account said, it was a worldie.
Well, speaking of Stoke City, let's go to Elland Road where Leeds United hosts Stoke City. Your Stoke City this week. Obviously Leeds at home, big time favorites against Stoke City. You can win a pretty penny betting on your boys. Plus 750, draw no bet.
Pass.
Yeah,
Yeah, if this was at Bet 365 Stadium, Yeah, and Stoke on Trent. I might go Stoke, draw no bet, but if it's at Elland Road, yeah, I think Leeds will take care of them.
Yeah, they definitely should. Next, we'll go to Kenilworth Road, where Luton Town hosts Bristol City. Luton actually slight favorites in this.
Wow.
Yeah, -135, draw no bet, +105, Bristol City, draw no bet.
I mean, I think Luton won their last match. But no, I mean, especially with those odds, give me Bristol straight up.
Yeah, I mean, Bristol's actually playing for something. You would think that they'd have the motivation. This is one of those sneaky lines that makes you think Vegas knows something you don't.
Yeah. And I know that Bristol City is the
Well,
London.
Luton also playing for something. They're trying to avoid relegation.
Yeah, I mean they still have a chance. But I will say Bristol City, they're the Robins. And I don't think Luton Town is Batman.
No. I think I'll be putting some money on Bristol City after this recording.
Yeah.
Next game, we go to Stadium of Light, where Sunderland hosts Blackburn Rovers after their epic collapse. Let's see, Sunderland big time favorites in this.
Yeah, so I was on my way home from work today. So I got a 30-minute drive home from work. And I was listening to an older episode of our pod. And this was probably like episode like 13 or and now we're on like 31. So it was a few months ago. And things looked a lot different for some teams. Especially Blackburn, and we were both saying how maybe Blackburn could get in the top two and get automatic promotion.
I remember.
Yeah, and we've seen how that did not happen, and
No.
they melted. Blackburn has melted. I still don't think they're a terrible team, but they've had a lot of difficulties with their team, with their management.
Their manager and upper management.
Yeah. So I mean Blackburn's a mess. But the Stadium of Light, I don't believe in that as a cure-all for Sunderland. Like
Only lost twice at home this
only
season.
lost twice, but something just feels off. Fuck no. I'm gonna go Sutherland.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you.
Yeah.
Next,
I
go
can't take
ahead.
Blackburn.
No, I can't either. Next, we go to Home Park, where Plymouth Argyle hosts Coventry. Let's see, Coventry should be big time favorites in this. Why am I not finding it? Maybe they don't have odds on it, right? Oh, here it is. Yeah, big time favorites. -310, draw no bet.
Yeah. You know what? I'm taking Plymouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to
At
take them
home.
at +235, draw no bet?
Yeah. Absolutely.
How much you want
I
to go
believe in
heads up
them at
on
home.
that?
What's that?
You want to go heads up on that? I got
Yeah,
no
you want to
odds
take
on
Coventry?
Coventry.
Yeah, let's go.
How much you want to put on it?
75.
Well, I'll go 75 as well. With no odds, I shouldn't do it, giving you a chance to come back, but.
Oh yeah, like this is gonna make the difference.
This is how comebacks happen when I make stupid bets like this. This is how you got into this mess. All the bets you won were for -400 and didn't bring you nowhere.
I know. So disappointing.
That's all right. I like the action. -310. Okay. Next game, we go to the Hawthorns, where West Brom hosts Derby County. West Brom favorites in this one.
I'm pretty sure that no team has cost me more fake money this season than West Brom. Because I always just have this blind faith in them. I don't know why. I think it stems back from the Josh Mancha days. But
The first three games of the season.
fuck it. I'm gonna do it again. I'm gonna
Yeah,
go
I'm with you.
West Brom straight up.
I'd take straight up is minus 105 for West Brom. That's the only decent odds available.
I mean,
But yeah,
the only
I'm
thing,
with you. I think West Brom should win this at home, but I'd probably lean more towards draw with them right now.
the only thing is that Derby is fighting for their relegation lives.
Yep.
And they've been playing pretty well lately. Like they've found something, but at the Hawthorns, at West Brom, it's hard for me to go against them, even though they've disappointed me so much.
Yep. They are good. They do have their wins,
And
but yeah, they have been pretty disappointing throughout
I
the
think
season.
Jason Malumbi, who I still think is African, is going to score a goal. Malumbi.
Nope. Sorry, dude. One of us.
Dikembe Mutombo Mujambo Mchinjakwa
Who wants to sex Mutombo? All
Who wants to sex Mulumbi?
right, Carl. Final game, we go to the Turf Moor where Burnley hosts Sheffield United. Carl, this is a DraftKings match of the week, so let's get the full details on this one. Burnley favorites in this minus 105 straight up. Sheffield United plus 320 straight up. A draw is plus 235. Draw, no bet. For Burnley, minus 260. For Sheffield United, plus 200.
Burnley at Turf Moor.
Yes.
Sheffield United has been playing like shit lately. Like they look like garbage. Losing to Plymouth, losing to the Millwall, I think. But it's almost kind of like one of those things where it's like they could just figure it out. But no, I'm gonna go with Burnley at home straight up. And
Minus 105. You want to put what, 75 on
I'm gonna put 100.
it? Okay.
What about you?
I'm actually going to take Sheffield in the draw, no bet. I really like a draw here.
If you win this, I'm going to be very upset.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Honestly, I really like the draw here, but
Why?
just because I think Sheffield are good enough. Burnley are good. They don't necessarily always win, and I like to lean more towards the draw with them when they're playing other top table teams. But I don't want Sheffield to win this, and then I don't reap any rewards. So I'm gonna take the draw, no bet.
Yeah, I mean, I can't argue with your results this season. So,
Yeah.
but Z and Fleming and Jaden Anthony are each going to score a goal. It's going to be 2-0 Burnley.
2-0 Burnley. Carl's calling it. Jaden Anthony and who? Fleming.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen it.
Yeah.
It's gonna be 2-0 or 2-1?
2-0.
2-0. All right, Carl, time to move to the Premier League.
Hit the music.
We start Saturday at Amex Stadium where Brighton hosted Leicester. Brighton start the game pressing the Leicester defense, but nothing going until the 27th minute when a handball in the box is called after a delay and the Seagulls' João Pedro makes easy work of the penalty for the 1-0 lead. Leicester finally on the board after close to 800 minutes without a goal. Stephy Mavididi joins the Foxes on the break and gets the ball to the left and puts it under the keeper's arm to square it up 1-1. Seagulls would get the momentum back to start the second half, and in the 51st minute, Matt O'Riley gets pulled down by Fox defender Luke Thomas in the box, and João Pedro gets his brace on penalties. Momentum would move to Leicester's side, and in the 74th minute, Bilal El Kanous sends a beautiful free kick into the box, and Caleb Okoli swoops in and heads it home. Foxes keep the pressure on, but can't get home, and the game ends in a 2-2 draw.
Yeah, this was a pretty fun one.
Yeah, it wasn't bad for the last, what, 10 Leicester games that we've had to watch.
Yeah, finally, the yeah, geez, 800 minutes without a goal. When you say it like that, like wow, like
Yeah.
if I went 800 minutes without a goal in FIFA, I would have just snapped the disc
Oh, I'm on to the next game. It looks like
yeah,
we're
for
playing GTA again or
yeah.
NHL or anything else. I'm not, dude.
Yeah,
I'm
forget
not.
it. Yeah,
I'm not
fuck this.
getting to 400 minutes.
Yeah,
I'll tell you
no.
that
It's
much.
either put it on a rookie mode or get rid of the game.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, but so Okoli, who scored the second goal for Leicester,
Yeah, first game back.
he started in place of an injured Wout Faes. So see what happens when he doesn't play. Finally, good things happen for Leicester. Maybe it's a sign. I don't know. But so I have this opinion that there's just too many Joaos in soccer because they were saying João Pedro, and for some reason I was like that guy,
Ciao, yeah.
yeah, João or whatever. Yeah, it's like he plays for fucking Wolves. No, that's João Gomez. And then
Yeah.
I looked it up online. There's João Pedro, João Felix, João Gomez, João Cancelo, João Neves. Yeah, that's too many. You guys need to, your parents, these parents need to start, these Portuguese parents, they need to get some new names.
See,
This
I've
is
been
like,
thinking the same thing, only with Callum, with all the English names. All
yeah,
these English white dudes named Callum. I've never met anyone named Callum in my life, but everybody in this league has got a Callum someone.
Yeah, see, I've always thought about that because yeah, there's no Americans. Like, I never met an American named Callum,
No.
but over there, like Callum is the shit. Like that, like I'd be interested to see like why. Like, was there like because like how there's a lot of like young up and coming basketball players and real athletes in general named Kobe,
Sure.
like, and then like Jaylen. There's 100 million Jaylens out there now.
Yep.
It's like I wonder if there was like a famous Callum and like everyone was just like that became the hot name.
There
But
must, yeah, there must have been something like that.
I'll have to research this whole Callum phenomenon.
This phenomenon.
Yeah, but Leicester almost won this match.
Yeah, they look good at the end. They just couldn't break the seal.
Yeah, El Canoes had a one off
Yep.
the post, I think. Yeah, Leicester was attacking. Like I hadn't seen this much energy from
No.
them
I
in a
mean, yeah. Other than the first 2 minutes of the last game where Vardy had the chance and then couldn't do
that
shit.
was it. Yeah,
Yeah.
some, I don't know. We have Van Nistelrooy might have gotten through to them
But like you
finally.
said, getting rid of Faez.
Yeah, that guy. Wow. That guy had to be watching. And he's like, "What? This can't be good for me." But yeah, Barry and Bright, man, that's not good for them. If they want to make it into Europe, they can't be drawing at home to Leicester.
No, definitely not. All
Yeah.
right, Carl, let's go to St. Mary's Stadium where Southampton hosted Aston Villa. Chances for both squads early, but no goals. Villa would eventually take control of the game and finally break through in the 73rd minute when Yuri Tielemans sends a nice long ball into the box and Ollie Watkins stretches his foot out and puts the perfect touch on the ball over the keeper's head for the 1-0 lead. It would be all Villa after that, scoring again in the 79th minute. Morgan Rogers at the top of the box passes right to a streaking Danielle Malin, who missiles one past the keeper. Villa add another one in the 90 plus 4 on a John McGinn rebound of a save penalty to seal the deal for the 3-0 victory.
Yeah, this was nil-nil for a long time. I was watching this
till
match.
three quarters of the way through.
Yeah, I
Villa
watched
pretty
it.
much dominated, though, even though there wasn't a lot of score. I think Southampton had like half of the first half. So, what, about 20, 25 minutes or so where they looked good. And then it was really all Aston Villa after that.
Yeah, I had the chance to watch this match live on Peacock. That was the one that they decided to broadcast when I woke up. So yeah, I was glad that it stayed nil-nil for a while, even though Southampton didn't look like they were ever gonna win the match. Once they subbed on Ollie Watkins and Danielle Malin. And like this, it was like the 65th or between 65 and 70th minute. And as soon as those two got on the field, so Watkins drew a penalty right before they scored the goal and they got saved.
Save. Yeah, I've got that in my notes. Marco Asensio, two save penalties by Aaron Ramsdale, the
Yeah,
keeper.
Asensio did the same dumb shit with
Yeah,
both
the delayed
penalties,
step.
delayed step, and then hit it slightly to his right, like didn't
Yeah,
get
it
it in the
just seems like
corner.
such a weak option. Like, just get the power behind your kick and hit it in the corner.
Yeah, that when it works and the goalie gets fooled and you can just pop it in to where the opposite side of the goalie, then it looks great. But when it fails, you just look stupid.
Yeah, and when it fails twice against the same keeper in the same game, like,
Yeah, that does not feel
he's not
good
taking my
either.
penalties next game, that's for sure.
No, absolutely not. Once Watkins and Malin came in, they changed the game. Danielle Malin got a goal. Just want to say congratulations to a fellow bald man. Great goal for him. Great goal for the bald community. Do you know who a famous fan of Aston Villa is?
No.
Prince William, another fellow bald man, but he's bald royalty.
Why does he like Villa?
I don't know. I'd assume he grew. I mean, I don't know where Villa is in relation to the, because he was born at the fucking
Buckingham Palace.
Buckingham Palace or whatever. Like, isn't that in London? Or is that outside of
Yeah, I'm
London?
assuming so. I've never been there, but yeah, I think it is.
You've never been to Buckingham Palace?
No.
I've been there a few times. I stayed the night there a couple times. The mattresses, they're lumpy. I don't recommend. But I don't know. Yeah, I'll have to look in to see why he's a Villa fan. I mean, that makes me wonder if like Villa is like the posh team, but you said Fulham's like the posh team.
That's what I heard. Yeah,
Probably
again,
Chelsea
haven't been
too.
there, so I'm going off other people's knowledge.
Yeah, I'll next episode I'll have some because I know everyone's dying to know why
I
Prince William likes Aston Villa, but I'll figure it out.
want a full thousand word report on that.
Yeah, I'll contact his publicist and see if I can get a sit down. We can get him on the as a guest on the pod. The Prince William episode.
Dude, that might be better than the episode 5 lost episode.
We have to get absolutely shit house drunk if we get Prince William on the pod. So, Prince, let me tell you something. Your mom was hot.
Right, Carl, let's move on to Sunday's matchup at Stamford Bridge, where Chelsea hosted Ipswich Town. Tractor Boys would get the scoring started in the 19th minute, pressing in the offensive third. Ben Johnson makes a cross in front of the net, and Julio Enciso sneaks between two defenders and kicks it past the keeper. Tractor Boys weren't done there. This time, Enciso brings the ball to the box in the 31st minute and crosses for Johnson, who heads it far side past the leading keeper. Chelsea would dominate possession and shots, finally getting on the board in the 46th minute when Noni Maduke sends a cross into the 6-yard box that Ipswich defender Axel Tuanzebe gets a foot on and sends it into his own net. Chelsea square it up in the 79th minute when a short corner gets Jadon Sancho the ball at the left corner of the penalty area, and Sancho puts a screamer past the diving keeper to save the 2-2 draw for the Blues.
Yeah, wow. I mean, Ipswich got up 2-0.
Yeah, looked good too.
Yeah, they.
But Chelsea did dominate this game, like as far as possession and shots
Oh my
go,
God.
they.
Yeah, oh God. 34 shots to 13,
Yeah.
75, 73% possession to 26. Like, yeah, Chelsea was all over him, but I guess Ipswich just, yeah, it, total touches inside the box, 56 for Chelsea to 9 for Ipswich. Yeah, so Chelsea was just playing around, and yeah, it could have been a signature win for Ipswich if they could have held on the own goal at the 20 seconds into the second half. I mean, that was a really dangerous ball, really dangerous cross in there, and you know, he was just trying to clear it, but it was a tough play. I
Yeah,
couldn't
I mean
tell at first.
that's one, even if you're the Chelsea player, I forget who put the ball in, but it's just like just see what happens. Just put something towards the net and see what happens, and he got what he needed.
Exactly. And yeah, when he put it in that close to the goal line, yeah, anything can happen. So it's always a smart play. Like you say with hockey, just put it on net, put it near the goal. Who knows what'll happen.
Exactly.
Jadon Sancho, that goal is a very nice goal. He's been maligned. So he was at Borussia Dortmund, and he became like the next big thing, or they thought he was going to be like one of the next big things. And so Manchester United bought him,
Sure.
and he just never
Yeah,
panned out.
nothing's panned out in Man U for the last decade or so.
Right. And then so they loaned him to Chelsea, and I guess he hasn't done anything at Chelsea so far, and the fans. When they took Maduike off and Sancho came on, the fans booed because they didn't like them taking Maduike off. And then Sancho has not won any favor from them. But you know, when you score goals like that, that'll thaw the ice of the fans.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah, but still, you know, Chelsea's trying to get into Europe play, and they can't be drawn at home to teams like Ipswich.
No. And the Champions League goes down to five places on the table this year is what I heard.
Yeah, and then I guess the sixth is the Europa.
Because results from the Champions League, they got the extra spot. So,
Yeah, so I mean that's you know, as far as disappointing as people think Manchester City's season has been, and for their standard it has been, they're in position for Champions League again
I mean,
suddenly.
Nottingham, don't look now, Nottingham Forest are kind of falling, and that fifth spot might end up saving us.
It might, yeah. It's good. It's gonna come. That's, you know, I know we're not really following the top of the Premier League, but that's
Yeah,
where the excitement
it's
is.
the only exciting race in the Premier League this season.
Yeah, absolutely.
Speaking of which, let's take a look at the bottom of the standings. Ipswich Town still in 18th spot now with 21 points after their draw. Leicester City still in 19th spot this time with 18 points after their draw. Southampton lose again, still at 10 points in 20th spot, one below that record.
Yep, Leicester finally got a point after God knows how long. But you know what is interesting now is Wolves are not in 17th anymore.
No.
They've climbed over. They've won four in a row.
Yeah, they've actually looked pretty good too.
Yeah, so I mean, I remember because they were in our sights for quite a while. And now they're completely safe, and now West Ham is in 17th, or East Ham, excuse me. But yeah, not much else to report for our bottom three. They are
Let me give you Wolves' last four wins in descending order from most recent. Tottenham, who are in 15th. Ipswich, who are in 18th. East Ham, who are in 17th. And Southampton, who are in 20th.
Wow, they are cleaning up.
Those are the four straight wins they got, just
They are
mopping
cleaning.
up the bottom five. All right, Carl, let's take a look ahead to next week's action. We're going to go Saturday to London Stadium, where East Ham United hosts Southampton. This was a 1-0 victory for East Ham back on Boxing Day. Who you got in this one?
Ooh, here's Southampton's chance, maybe. Maybe.
Yeah. At
Yeah,
least get a draw so you have, so you only need a draw versus Leicester.
yeah, but with the way Leicester looked against Brighton, that might be trouble. I mean, yeah, I'd probably go East Ham draw no bet.
Yeah, especially at home, depending on odds, I'm with you. Let's go Sunday, Easter Sunday, 4:20 Sunday. We go to Portman Road, where Ipswich Town hosts Arsenal. Arsenal won this back on Boxing Day 1-0.
Huh. Yeah, Boxing Day and then 420. You're getting all the good days for these Ipswich Arsenal matches. Getting all the good ones. Yeah, Arsenal has a lot more to play for at this point than they are 6 points
Yeah, I
clear
think
of.
they're pretty good in the second spot. I think they're
Yeah.
and they're
But
also they have the midweek match against Real Madrid.
oh, they have the second leg, which should be good. I mean, they're up 3-0.
Yeah,
That
did you
should
see
be.
those Declan Rice free kicks?
Oh my God, yeah, that guy. Get the statue.
Oh my God, you know he never made a free kick in his life before, or well, at least in the Premier League before that.
Damn, what a way to start it with
Oh
those
yeah,
two.
holy smokes. I
That,
mean,
yeah, imagine being in that stadium for
oh
that.
man, I just saw the replays on Reddit and I was like, holy shit, this like really how he did it twice.
Yeah, that's crazy against Real Madrid. Yeah, I'd take Arsenal in this one. Probably straight up.
Yeah, I'm sure the odds aren't going to be great, but I'm with you. I think Arsenal take it pretty easily. Next game, we go to King Power Stadium, where Leicester City hosts Liverpool. Liverpool took this 3-1 back on Boxing Day.
Yeah, for some reason I've fallen in love with Leicester watching their last
Don't
20
do it,
minutes.
dude. Don't do
All
it, dude.
right, you talked me some sense into me. I gotta go. I'll go Liverpool straight up.
Yeah, I'd take Liverpool. They're struggling a little bit. They're actually not playing that bad in the Premier League. They just had a bad tournament game against Newcastle and bad tournament games against Paris Saint-Germain in Champions League.
Yeah,
So,
they're still doing fine.
yeah, they've only got two losses, although one of them was recent. So yeah, their form has dipped a little bit, but yeah, they're still gonna win the championship. I wouldn't take that lightly. So.
Yeah, they're gonna be fine.
All right, Carl, let's go to the DraftKings scoreboard and see how you did this week. Carl, you went 0-0-2 for the second straight week, losing $125. You are now at 26-7-40 with $410.92 to your name. I went 1-0-1 again, winning $25 this time. I'm now at 39-29 on the season, $1,474.85 in the bank.
What do you want me to say at this point? What? We should just rename this segment of the show, Throw More Dirt on Carl's Grave. This is like taking a paraplegic out of their wheelchair and just kicking them in the ribs.
All right then. I won't kick you while you're down.
Kick me in the ribs,
Yeah.
you sadist.
All right, Carl. It was a great week of action. Thank you so much for joining me again this week. Thank you all at home for joining us again. We will be back next week with some more exciting action from the EFL Championship and Premier League. Carl, say bye.
See you all at the local speed dating tables. Ow, baby.